Hey, nobody fix it like Jesus. Lord Jesus. So I would help my family on tonight. We welcome you here. You can find us here every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Where we're going to sing and lift up the name of Jesus. But most importantly, there is a Lord in the house on tonight. Also, you can find us every Sunday morning. Amen. Probably on this Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Praise God. 9:15, I'm sorry. 9:15 a.m. We will be live and praising the Lord. And also, Monday night, we have our chaos, amen, again. Lady Oliver and Elder Oliver, D.H.K. Hallelujah. And on Tuesday night, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. And we honor the Lord for how good and how mighty he is. So come on and let's give God praise. Thank you, praise leader. Come on and let's give God praise. Hallelujah. I want you to open up your hearts and minds on tonight and receive what thus said the Lord. Because truly there's a word in the house tonight. I don't know about you, but I came to eat. So I introduce the son and present to others. None other than my husband, my bishop, our leader, a great shepherd of the church incorporated, Bishop Omar Zachary, senior.
All right, God's going to see you. Come on, let's tell him, he's a mighty God.
What a mighty God he's made. 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 What a mighty God we serve!
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 Who is this the God we serve?
What a mighty God we serve!
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 What a mighty God
what a mighty God we serve!
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 He's a mighty God, yes, he is. God bless you. Come on, clap your hands and say he's a mighty God. Hey, he's a mighty God. Yes, yes, he is. Look at somebody, you got a neighbor, say, neighbor, I don't know about the God you say. But the God I serve, he's a mighty God.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday night family live service here on Facebook Live. Also, those that are listening to us on Chaos Blog Talk Radio, we give God glory and honor for you on tonight. Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of the Zachary family. Amen. Thursday night, amen, celebration. And I can tell y'all are already enjoying yourself. You're already, amen, enjoying Jesus. Just look at somebody and say, tell them, say, come on over here. Y'all ain't talking where the table is spread. And the feast of the Lord is going on. Amen. Listen, whatever you need on tonight, right where you are, you can get whatever you need from the Lord on tonight. Amen. The Bible tells us when there's two or three gathered in His name, He promised to be in the midst. Amen. So glad to see all of you. Amen. That I can see. Amen. God bless you. Thank you all so much. Amen. This is the first Thursday night celebration. Amen. First Thursday night service. So, amen. For me and my wife and my children. Amen. Last Thursday night, I think it was, we were, amen, in the sanctuary. Amen. And this past Sunday was our last official service. Amen. In the place that we called home for a little bit over 11 and a half years. Amen. But listen, there's nothing wrong with moving when you got somewhere to go. Lord, I wish I had the right church tonight. I said, there's nothing wrong with moving when you got somewhere to go. Amen. That was an old song years ago that said, I moved from my old house and I moved from my old friends. I moved from my old way of life. Thank God I moved out, amen, to a brand new life, amen, amen. So we're so glad, amen, we're not homeless, we're so glad we're not in the wilderness, but we're still yet having church, amen. And God has blessed us, amen, God has blessed us, amen. We've been moving for the past few days, moving heavily, amen. A lot of our leadership team have been able to come up and assist us, some of our elders and deacons and ministers and our evangelists, amen. Thank God for all of you, amen, that has been able to come up and assist us during this move, amen, amen. Thank God for the few brethren, amen, that have been able to come on up, amen, and the sisters, amen. We wanted to make sure we did not allow the sisters of the church to outdo us, amen. So, amen, we're just grateful, amen. Grateful on tonight. We're almost got a few more little minor things that we have to do, amen. But we was able to transition and move the organ and different things that we needed to into our new facility on yesterday. And we're just grateful. So if you tune in, amen. Tune in on Sunday morning, amen. Put it out there, amen. Let the world know this Sunday morning, Praise Tabernacle. Amen. Our new service time would be 9:15. Amen. 9:15 to about 10:15. Amen. This starting this Sunday morning, let everybody know. Amen. 9:15, Praise Tabernacle will be live. Amen. And going for God. Amen. Beginning this Sunday morning. Amen. Our new location will be 199 East Croton Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. Once again, our new location will be, amen, it's official now. I got the keys, amen. Amen. Our new location is 199 East Crogan Street, C-R-O-G-A-N, 199 East Crogan Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. God gave us favor with a pastor friend of mine. Amen. And He's allowed us to come in. Amen. And we're going to, amen, we can spend as much time as we need to there. Amen. The finance committee, they have a certain goal in mind that we want to reach before we come back out. We want to make sure that it's not a burden. Amen. Not a burden on the families of the church. Amen. We understand, especially, amen, this time, amen, what's going on in our country. Amen. That every penny, amen, is being watched. And we have a lot of families that are going through different things. And the last thing I want as the pastor is for the church to be an extra burden, amen, on our people. Amen. That's Lawrenceville, that's Cronin Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. Amen. 30043. Change that around. I don't know if that's Shan or Mario that put that, but 30043. Amen. All right, that's Shan, I guess it is. They tell it on you, Shan. Amen. 30043. Amen. And, amen. Our new location is about 5 minutes from our, amen, the place that we've spent the last 11 and a half years. Amen. So we haven't had to move too far. Pastor Sam has a beautiful, amen, beautiful sanctuary. And we're going to be able to be there and still praise God, still magnify God together in the beauty of holiness. Amen. And me and my wife and children, we are so excited. Amen. I tell you, we're so excited. Amen. Knowing now that throughout this pandemic, God has been faithful to us. Amen. He's been faithful to our church. Amen. God bless all of you that are listening to us tonight in Germany. We thank God for you, those that are in London, England, those of you that are in Nassau, Bahamas. We greet you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We bid you Godspeed. Amen. Elder Oliver, Lady Oliver, we thank God for you. I see my big brother, amen, Quentin Zachary. I don't know if that's my big brother or my nephew. Amen. Quentin Zachary, amen. I think that's my big brother. Amen. God bless you, sir. Amen. Glad to have you. It's always a joy to see my family or my siblings and my cousins, Tamisha, amen, Brown in Nebraska, amen. Thank God, amen, for all of you. So let's hear the conclusion of the matter, amen. I preached this message the last two times. I preached it Sunday, preached it last Thursday, built up on it Sunday, and I'm going to try to put the gala in the paint to give you the whole conclusion of the matter on tonight. We're going to go expeditiously. We're going to expedite to Acts the 28th chapter, verse number 5. Once again, Acts the 28th chapter, verse number 5. Amen. Some of you that was with us Sunday or New Year's Eve night, you already know the subject. Amen. I survived the bite. Amen. I said I survived the bite. Amen. Let's look Acts the 28th chapter, verse number 5. Amen. Acts 28. Verse number 5. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. Read that with me. This is Acts the 28th chapter. Amen. Acts the 28th chapter, verse number 5. Let's read that together on the count of 3. 1, 3. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Amen. Amen. And he shook off the beast into the fire and fell no harm. Look at the neighbor say, no harm done. No harm done. Tell him, say, I've been bitten, but no harm done. No harm done. I'm all right. I'm all right. Father, it's in Jesus' name as we come now to preach and teach your word, we ask that you give clarity on tonight. We ask that you send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in tonight's service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In Jesus' name, every heart shout amen. All right, that's quick. That's my big brother. Amen. All right, that's him. Amen. God bless you, big bro. Glad to have you all tonight. Amen. I survived the bite. Amen. I survived. Now, I asked this on Sunday, was there anybody that was bitten between Thursday and Sunday, and we had a few in the sanctuary lift their hands and say, Brother Omar, I've been bitten just over the past few days. Amen. From Sunday now back again to Thursday. Amen. That gives us one full week. I just want to know, Sister Martin, maybe it's you. Is there anybody else out there that's been bitten over the past 4 or 5 days? Amen. But you can still lift your hands and say, yes, Brother Omar, I've been bitten, but I came to tell you, I survived. Lord, I wish I had the right church tonight. I survived the fight. Was the enemy meant for evil? I'm about to get through here in a minute. God worked it out for my good. Amen. What the enemy tried to do. Amen. The plan, the attack that the enemy tried, amen, to afflict my body, tried to attack my family, tried to attack my career, tried to attack my health, tried to attack my finances. Is trying to attack our church. Amen. He tried it, but it didn't work. I wish you would look at somebody and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, the devil tried it,
Amen. Clap your hands and tell the Lord, thank you because you survived. Amen. What the enemy tried to do. Don't you understand? God bless you. Ezra, I see you. Don't you understand, Sister June? Look here. Amen. What the devil meant for evil, God always turns that thing around and works it out for our good. I wish I had about 3 or 4 people, Sister Tammy, that right where you are, jump to your feet and said, God, turn that thing around. And he worked it out for my good. I know you might be getting ready to make your dinner, but right in your kitchen, right where you are, let's just take another second and say, what the devil meant to evil, God turned that thing around. And it worked out for my good. And how many understand you ain't even got to chase your enemy no more? You ain't stopped chasing folks that ain't trying to go nowhere. Stop putting your amen expectations in people that you know really ain't up to no good. I wish I had the right choice tonight. Find yourself, listen, you can have a good time by yourself if need be. Stop surrounding yourself with folks that you know ain't going nowhere. No time soon. And go nowhere in a hurry.
That's right.
Let me say it again. Stop fellowshipping and associating yourself with folks you know ain't going nowhere, and they're going nowhere in a hurry. Amen. God turned that thing around. Let me get through here. Amen. Let's look here at Acts the 28th chapter. Let's look at, let's start at verse, let me read down 1 through 5. I'm going to read straight through 1 through 5 since I've already talked about it the last few services. Amen. Acts 28, verse 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita, or Malta. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. This is, amen, Apostle Paul and his team that had just escaped the notorious storm Euroclydon. Here they had escaped, and when they were in the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people, these are the natives of that land, of that city, they showed us no little kindness. For they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. Paul and his team, amen, had survived the storm Euroclydon. Amen. I just want to know, have I got any other survivors out there? Yeah, you survived, amen, growing up maybe in poverty. You survived being, amen, let's just take it like it is. You survived being molested. You survived being raped. Maybe you survived a divorce. You survived a fatherless childhood. Maybe your mother wasn't the best. Maybe you was raised on the other side of the tracks. Yeah, maybe there was nothing bright in your future. Maybe there was nobody in your family that had a bright future. Amen. But you can look back over your life tonight and say, yes, it looked dark and dreary. Amen. But I survived. I made it, and I'm better now than I ever been. So these barbarian people, let me get through here. Amen. Show great kindness. That word showed us no little kindness, meaning they showed them much kindness. They kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. Yeah, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat, amen, and fastened on his head. Yeah, a lot of times people, amen, want to get your hands. Your hands is where you give and receive. Yeah, a lot of you out there, you just seem like you can't go nowhere. You ever felt like in life your hands were tied? You've done all you can in a relationship, done all you can in a career, done all you can in ministry, but it just seems like you've gotten to a place where your hands have been bent. Where it seems like you're tied up, and you know what God has called you to do. You know what God has purposed in your life, but it seems like maybe in this season, your hands have been bitten, and they are tied up.
When your hands are tied up, it's hard to give and it's hard to receive. Apostle Paul, amen. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, verse 3, and laid them on the side, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. How many understand that we got to not only be careful or be mindful of those vipers that crawl and that slither, but we also must be mindful and watch out for those vipers that walk. Have you ever been bit by a viper that talks and that walks and that prays and that speaks into a law? I'm gonna lose my church now. Have you ever been bit by a viper that does praise and worship? Bitten by a viper that preaches the gospel? Bitten by a viper that leads prayer ministry? Bitten by a viper that teaches Sunday school? Bitten by a viper that directs the choir? Have you ever been bit by a two-legged viper? This viper came out of the heat once it got comfortable. Sometimes those two-legged vipers want to get close to you and get comfortable. Be careful who you allow to get comfortable with you. And you get so comfortable where you begin to share with them your intimate secrets. Because you think that's your A-boom code. You think that's your BFF or whatever it is, best friends for life, whatever. And then you begin to share intimate details with this person. Have I got a witness that you elevate somebody like that in your life where you, amen, gave them your intimate secrets, things that you didn't want nobody else to know, amen, but you found yourself sharing intimate details with them only for them to turn around and bite you. Because somebody say, I survived that too. And the barbarian saw the venomous beast hang over his head. Sometimes people are sitting around, Major, Sister Mark, sometimes people are sitting around waiting on you to die. They're planning your funeral. They already planning. They're going to sing your favorite song at your funeral. They already planning to be a pallbearer. They already planning to preach your eulogy.
Come on.
These barbarians folk, in a matter of seconds, they went from being courteous to Paul and his entourage, amen, to expecting Paul to die because of the circumstances he was just now facing. Unexpected circumstance. You ever had something that shows up and bites you unexpectedly? See, you expect an enemy to bite you. But an unexpected bite comes from a family member. An unexpected bite comes from a spouse. Amen. A fiance. An unexpected bite comes from a church member. Oh, yeah. An unexpected bite comes from a child. Unexpected bite might even come from your pastor. An unexpected bite could even come, amen, from your parents. So these group of people, the barbarians who have shown them great kindness, is now expecting Paul to die. So when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his head, this is verse 4, they said amongst themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. Say, Evangelist McCall, he survived the rupture done, but this man had to have done something wrong. Because justice would not allow him to live. He survived the sea, but here's this venomous snake. Because they were citizens and they were native of that land, they knew if a viper bit you, Lord help me tonight, it was all over. It was going to get around and pick out your casket. If a viper bites you, have you ever been bit by someone close, unexpectedly? I could probably preach this message once a month for the rest of the year. Amen. And everybody could still say, I understand, Brother Omar, I've been bitten. I'm getting through here now. And he shook off the beast into the fire. This is verse 5. And felt no harm. Shook it off. So my I dare you right where you are to just jump to your feet and take a shake break. Now, you ain't got to do a praise break, but take a shake break. I know that's a little different, but just take you a shake break. Shake some stuff off. Come on, let's take five more seconds. Have I got a witness out there? They shaking all in here. Amen. All my children, my wife shaking. She doing the Harlem shake back there. Macho doing the Bankhead Bounce. Amen. Pamela doing the Lawrenceville. Something. Can you shake some stuff off? Shake it off and keep on living. Amen. Don't you steal that now. I want to hear you telling everybody in the athlete to take a shake break. We need to learn to take a shake break. See, if you shake, it's hard for the devil. Sister Burns, it's hard for the devil to ride your back. Amen. If you would just stand up and shake him off. But as long as you just sit down where you'll do nothing and have your pity party and be stooped over, amen, it's easy for the enemy to ride your back. Stand yourself up, wash your face, brush your teeth, and take a shake break. Because neighbor, so there's a whole lot of shaking going on. I'm about to close through here. We survive. Somebody wrote a song years ago. I'm a survivor. Not gonna give up. Not gonna stop. I'm gonna work harder. I'm a survivor. Well, are we in the right key, sir? I bet I'll go ahead on and close. I see some of y'all are still shaking out there. As I close, I just want to encourage you. Over in Psalms, you know the scripture, the 27th, I believe, the 27th division of Psalms. I knew Shane would know the Psalms. She said, it's amen, amen. Beyonce, I don't know who it was. I knew somebody would know it. Amen. But I survived the biting of the viper. Why don't somebody just wave your hand at me and say, go ahead on, brother Omar, and preach yourself happy. Well, the Bible declares in Psalms, the 27th division, the reason why you can shake off the viper is because of who your Lord is. And David declared, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? And he said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Here the viper's right here in verse 2, with the wicked even my enemies. And my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh. Just like that viper attacked Paul Pan. Every now and then there's an enemy that will arrive to take you off. So the Bible says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, I didn't have to lie on them. I didn't have to chase them down, because when they approach, they stumble and fail. Why don't you wave your hand and say, yeah, I came to tell somebody tonight, stop worrying about your enemy and your
wave your hand and shout yes. So when hoes shouldn't count against me, you must understand sometimes people will group together just to get rid of you. Don't worry when it seems like they are against you. God bless you, Brother Edmonton. Don't worry when it seems like everybody has turned their backs on you. Because some way, somehow, God is going to work it out for your good. I wish you would preach to yourself and say, some way, and somehow, God will work it out for you. Say, yes! Yes! Is there anybody here that can say he worked it out for me when the deck was stacked against me and I thought it was all over? When it seemed as if my enemies was growing all around me. Look to the left. I had enemies over there. Look to the right. Enemies over there. Trying to go forward. I had enemies there. Turn behind. I had enemies there. And everywhere I turned, I found myself encamped around enemies. But I heard the Holy Ghost give me another direction. I said the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, your problem is you're looking around, and if you keep looking around, you got enemies all around you. But I heard the Holy Ghost say, stop looking around and begin to look up. Is there anybody here that's made up in your mind? I'm tired and I'm sick of looking around for the rest of my life. I decided I'm gonna look up. I'm gonna look through the heels. The wind come in my head. All my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. Is there anybody that's got a made of mind? No more looking down. No more looking around. From this day forward, I'm looking up, and I got a word for you. If you look up, God will show up. Say yeah. If you look up, He'll show up. And once He show up, we'll go up. Say yeah. I'm pressing on. The upward way, the heights of gaining, every day, still playing, as I overpower, Lord, oh Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I'm opportunity, but I got to go. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he fight your battles? Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Won't he heal your body? And won't he raise you up? If you believe it, pray it. Then I heard, and I'm going to not see Psalm 91, verse 5 through 6. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by day, but the Norman terror by night. Destruction that waits in that new day. All I'm trying to tell you is, get you some good night's sleep, drink you some coffee, get you some ghetto tea, better dog and Kool-Aid, and stop worrying about your haters. Stop worrying about the people that don't like you. Could you please do me one favor? Find you a neighbor and say, neighbor, neighbor, I hate to tell you, it is no secret to what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do it for you. Yeah. That was a good neighbor, but it was the wrong neighbor. Find you another neighbor.
Between thy seed and her seed, it shall prove thy bruise for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon it, and with his stripes we are healed. Don't you forget that Jesus survived his fight on a hill. Paul Carey, we came down through 42 generations. He survived his fight. When he got here, he healed the sick and he raised the dead. But somebody did it. They told me 5,000. So he begged, but he survived his fight. They marked him on Calvary's mountain, hung him high, stretched him wide. He hung his head in the cross of his shoulder. He didn't give up. He didn't throw in the towel. He survived his fight. He died on the cross. They took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb. But he survived his fight. He survived it all night Friday. Survived all day Saturday. He survived Sunday morning. But I heard, I said I heard early of his
Tabernacle for years. If God be for us, the who don't matter. I doubt 25 of y'all to come in and post that. If God be for me, the who don't matter. The job, the supervisor don't matter. The church mother, the church deacon don't matter. For everybody else that'll put it out there, I see it. If God be for me, then the who don't matter. We thank you tonight. We thank you. So, Lord, you can't give up. You got to survive. You've already come too far. Some of us can only imagine what it's like to be in and out the hospital. I've been in one time, and there was nothing fun about it. But you got to survive. If it was your time to die, God will take you when it's your time. Not just you, there are several thousands of you listening. Time has gotten real hard, and you don't know what to do. Survive. Make your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Watch the Flintstone of the Three Stooges and survive. Make you some coffee. Make you some bacon and eggs. Survive. Stop inviting everybody to your house and learn to survive. Fathers, in Jesus' name, we thank you tonight. Thank you for allowing us another golden opportunity to preach the glorious gospel. I can tell just by the Facebook Live how many are making up in their mind on tonight through the preaching of the word that they're going to survive. Yes, times got hard. Yes, times are more difficult now than ever. But we're going to survive. We're going to make it. We're not going to give up. We're going to hold on. YouTube, we got to hold on. Chaos all over the country. Chaos in London. Chaos in England. Chaos in Nassau, Bahamas. Brother Omar is telling you, survive. Make your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And a cup of grape or cherry or strawberry Kool-Aid. Get you a pack of potato chips and survive. You don't even need to invite nobody to your party because they may want a piece of your sandwich. Start telling them, it's just enough for me. I don't need no company. I don't need no extra spirits. I don't need no extra folks trying to eat my sandwich. I said sandwich. S-A-M-M-I-C-H. Sandwich. I'm not sharing my Kool-Aid with nobody. On that note, I got to get out of here. I got a good salad waiting on me, and I got to get down. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you on tonight. Men on our prayer list, we pray that you would touch, heal as we lift it up before you tonight. You know every name. You know every family that's on this prayer list. And there are several thousands that are not on this list, but you know that there is a need. And I pray that you would touch, heal, and deliver. Everyone under the sound of my voice, all of those that are on Facebook Live that tuned in on tonight for this hour of power. We believe by faith that they've been encouraged to survive. That they got enough of the word tonight to help hold them over to the next time to eat. Pray that you touch, heal, and deliver. There may be one under the sound of my voice that don't know you in the pardon of their sin. If you're listening to me, if you're watching me, and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, it's very easy, and I'm going to give you the opportunity on tonight. I'm through preaching. You don't have to shake around. We've already shook. Lift your hands right where you are. And repeat this simple prayer. It's simple, but yet powerful. We thank God we're hearing praise reports now. We're seeing praise reports now. Those that Brother Jarvis was infected with COVID, but now he's in the clear. Amen. We thank God. Brother Jarvis is Deacon Stanton's son. We've been praying for him over the past few weeks. Thank God for the praise report. If you want to give your life to Jesus, it's real simple. Just lift your hands up real quickly and say, Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I committed. This night, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And from this day forward, I commit my life to Jesus Christ to rule in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, clap your hands right where you are. Clap your hands. Let's give the Lord praise. Listen, real quick, I want to see someone that's already started giving. The information is out there. If you would like to be a blessing to this service on tonight, the Lord, if something was said on tonight that pricked you, that encouraged you, and the Lord made it on your heart, whatever the amount is, we're asking that you obey the voice of God. Not asking for anything specific, but if the Lord has laid it on your heart, someone's already started giving, thank you so much. My time is up. But if you've been encouraged or impacted by this word on tonight, we ask that you will sow a love offering of whatever the amount that the Lord lays on your heart. If you don't have anything, and if God doesn't lay anything on your heart, just keep us in prayer. Pray for the Zachary family. Pray that God will continue to strengthen us to do his will. The Cash App information is on the screen. I'm going to get it to you. If the Lord lays on your heart and you would like to Cash App a love donation on tonight, you can do so, whatever the amount is, at $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. So $OZ 264. Once again, $OZ 264. If you'd like to Cash App a love offering, that'll come directly to you. I'll be able to see it. Just put in there, thank you for preaching. Thank you. Bless you. I love you. You can even put, I hate you on there. Lord, you send an offer, we'll still take it. Amen. I'm mature. I take mad money now. Amen. Folks, you stay well. Folks, mad, don't give me no mad money. I take mad money because when it gets in my hand, it gets happy. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd like to give a love offering tonight by debit or credit card or PayPal, you can call our financial offices right now, church financial offices at 678-760-6056. Once again, you can call now using your debit or credit card, PayPal, 678-760-6056. And may God bless you real good. Once again, Cash App is $OZ264. Debit, credit card, PayPal. The number to call is 678-760-6056. We thank God for you on tonight. We know and we pray and we trust that you've been touched, healed, and delivered by the preaching of the gospel. For it's the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, whereby men must be saved. There's no other way to God but through the man Jesus. And we just want you to know that tonight. Thank you, Chaos Blog Talk Radio, Elder Oliver, Lady Keisha Oliver, and family. We thank God for you, all of those, the sponsors. Amen. We thank God for you all tonight. Meet us back Sunday morning. Listen, I need all of you to get up a little earlier. I need Clint, my big brother, $OZ264. $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. So $OZ. That's my big brother. I better tell him real good. 264. Once again, $OZ. 264. Sunday morning, 9:15. Get on up. Get on up. You, all thing you got to do is tune in. Get on up and get on. We're going to have praise and worship with only an hour. Like tonight. Only an hour. Amen. God is dealing with us on discipline. I could preach 2 hours if I. Amen. God is dealing with us even in discipline. Okay, so only an hour, Sunday morning, 9:15, 10:15, we're going to be through. Okay, we're going to be through. My wife said I'm preaching like I'm her daddy. Amen. Bishop Carl, Martha. Amen. Amen. Yes, I go 2 hours, you're right. So y'all tell a friend, tell a neighbor, even tell an enemy, somebody that you know need the Lord. Tell them to tune in to Brother Omar and Praise Tabernacle Church. Sunday morning, 9:15 to 10:15. It's something new. but we are excited about where we are going. God bless you. Praise God, not to meet again on Sunday morning. We bid you Godspeed. Fathers, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Touch, heal, and deliver your people. We even now send prayer requests to be your people. We ask that you would touch them. Stretch out your nail-scarred hands. Touch, heal, and deliver. We thank you for not leaving us throughout the pandemic, but you've been with us the whole time. Someone said, where was God? He's been right with us, carrying us the whole time. Father, we thank you and give you glory. Also, for those of you, someone that may want to visit us live, that you may be moving to the area, you may be just coming through, and you may want to come visit, contact us at 678-790-7037. Once again, if you would like to be with us live, you got to schedule. Give us a call at 678-760-6056. If you want to experience Praise Tabernacle Live, you can do it. Just reach out and touch. Reach out and call. Father, we thank you. And as we leave this place, remember your presence, Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you.